I always want our songs to unfold like short stories, says guitarist Pete Bernhard. You could think of them like the chapters of a book. Pete Bernhard, bassist Lucia Torino, and guitarist and banjo player Cooper McBean have been making music together since 2002 as The Devil Makes Three. And on Wednesday, May 15th, they'll bring their show to the stage at Moonlight Gardens, Coney Island. Good evening for WVXU. I'm Elaine Deal, joined on the phone by Pete Bernhard. Pete, where are you calling from today?
I'm calling from Vermont. That's where I spend my days when I'm off tour.
Devil Makes Three has been described as an acoustic band who plays their shows like a rock show. Is rock and roll in your background?
Yeah, definitely. And even more so when I was younger and Cooper was younger, punk rock as well. So we sort of try and bring, like a rock and roll and punk rock thing to our show. We always wanted acoustic shows to be more fun when we were younger. We sort of found a way to make our shows that way.
You just kicked off your spring tour, but you guys are really road warriors, aren't you? You don't stay home very long.
No, we really live on the road, yeah, pretty much, at least half the year. So we just got back from Europe. We did a tour there with the Dropkick Murphys, and then we did some music festivals in mainland Europe, and then we came home to a week off, and now we're back on the road again. So, yeah, we're really busy this year.
Have you been to Cincinnati before?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've done multiple shows there. I can't say exactly how many, but a bunch.
Oh, well, cool. So I think you'll have a good crowd when you play at Moonlight Gardens, a very old venue. They used to have big band dances there.
Oh, cool. That sounds right up our alley. Yeah, we've never played there before, so it's kind of a new venue for us.
Well, it gets a little humid. You're right on the Ohio River, so dress lightly. Well, maybe,
okay,
maybe May 15th you'll be okay.
We'll do that.
Are you still recording and basing the band out of Santa Cruz?
No, we sort of are all over. We're kind of scattered to the wind at this point. We've been a band for a long time, so we all live in different places. We have our guitarist, banjo player Cooper, is down in Austin, Texas. Bassist, drummer, and myself live in New England, in Vermont and New Hampshire. And then we've got our fiddle player down in Nashville, Tennessee. So we all get together, you know, pre-tour and rehearse, and we get together to make records and stuff like that. But we're probably in Santa Cruz like once or twice a year.
Well, your last studio album, Chains Are Broken, came out on New West Records just about a year ago, didn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
And now you've got this
out on the road.
Yeah, you've got this brand new live album out. Talk about making the live album. You actually solicited requests, didn't you?
Yeah, we did. We definitely did. And we looked at, basically, before our last show, we looked at just what everybody was excited to be hearing, you know, before we did the show, as a way to kind of get fans just excited about the gig. And, you know, Red Rocks is such a historic venue.
Mm-hmm.
So luckily we got them to allow us to record the show at Red Rocks. And it was just a great night. And we recorded it all ourselves, just with our road crew and stuff like that. And we put it out on our own record label, just kind of as a way to, you know, get people excited about our show coming up at Red Rocks, which is on May 24th, that we're going to play there with Lucero and Coulter Wall. It should be a really good show.
Were any of the requests surprises to you?
You know, most of them were ones, I mean, I think we must have a pretty good feel for what our fans want to hear, because most of it was stuff we were already going to play. But there were some requests on there that we hadn't played in a long time. We always try and, like, drag stuff out and, you know, dust it off if people want to hear it. And it also makes it fun for us, because we've got a lot of material at this point. We can't fit it all into one show.
You mentioned earlier how you had always wanted to liven up acoustic shows, and I think you said something to the effect of writing with rhythm and dancing being foremost in your mind. You guys were drummerless for a long time, right? But now you're touring with a drummer?
Yeah, we've been touring with a drummer for the past couple of years. He played on our last album, and yeah, we always take that approach. I mean, one of my favorite songwriters was Willie Dixon, who is the, you know, the main songwriter behind a lot of the Chess records hits, Muddy Waters and Little Walter and Howlin' Wolf, people like that. And he wrote like a bunch of songs for them, probably wrote thousands of songs. And he was a big inspiration to me. And so many of his songs have just like a really heavy rhythmic component to them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're songs you can dance to or songs that make you want to move around. And that was always sort of a North Star for me, is trying to think about that, think about people being at the concert and enjoying the music.
You're singing our song here in Cincinnati, the home of King Records. A lot of those great early R&B cuts were recorded right here in our town, too.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Chess Records was a huge inspiration to me when I was young. I just love that stuff. And blues music has been a big inspiration to the band too.
Yeah, I hear, you know, ragtime and I hear country and rockabilly, high energy stuff all mixed into your music. So how hard is it to be this sort of genre defying band? How do you get radio play?
Well, you know, if you figure that out, you could write me an email and let me know. Yeah, being a band that doesn't really have a well-defined sound has been something that we've always strived for, but it does make it hard to get on the radio because I think people don't really know exactly what we are. It's what people, you know, are attracted to about the band, but it's mm-hmm. also what I think confuses them, especially when it comes to radio programming. So, you know, like you said, we've had some success with community radio and AAA and stuff like that, you know, Americana Radio. Last record was number one on the Americana charts for a while. And so we've had some success with bluegrass and Americana, but it is difficult because it's hard to say what we are, and that makes it hard to program.
My guest is Pete Bernhard of The Devil Makes Three. Talk a little bit about your writing process among the three of you.
Oh, well, I mean, for the most part, I write the lyrics and the basic guitar part, and then I take that to the band, and we do all the arrangements and solos and harmonies and, you know, the rhythm stuff together as a group. And that's mm-hmm. what we did with the last recording in the studio, too. We just, you know, we kind of take the idea of the song and tear it down and build it back up again. It's a lot of fun. And I usually just am responsible for, yeah, the lyrics and the basic chord changes.
Are you able to write on the road?
No. My process, you know, my recent most successful process, it's always ongoing, but is to go into the studio when I have time off. I just mm-hmm. book time in the studio and go in and work, you know what I mean? Just like, mm-hmm. like you would any other job. And that's how I get stuff done. But it's hard to write on the road. There isn't a lot of time.
Yeah.
I think that's the main problem.
Yeah, and you'll be on the road all summer long. Where are you headed?
Well, from here on out, you know, we've got this tour coming up that you'll see us on going mm-hmm. to Red Rocks. And after that's over, we got a little bit of time off. And then we're back on tour with Flogging Molly and Social Distortion August through September. And I guess we have a couple gigs before that. Before the fall tour starts, we're going to be going to Canada and doing Calgary Folk Festival and a couple other folk festivals up there. So we're going to stay busy.
Sounds like it. So if you're not riding on the road, what do you do to pass those long hours on the bus?
You know, most of the hours we spend on the bus, we are asleep.
I think that's a great way to pass that time.
Yeah, that's always bad most of the time. When we're on the bus, we're sleeping.
Well, good for you.
You know, when we're not doing that, we do play a lot of music. Actually, you know, mm-hmm. we spend a lot of time playing together. We just don't do a lot of writing. We usually just are kind of woodshedding and, you know, mm-hmm. practicing songs we want to play, trying to get new songs into the set, learning other people's songs. You know what I mean? We do a lot of that. It's just hard to do the writing process.
I read once that you said your best advice to a young band would be to never give up and to learn how to handle your business yourself.
Yeah, 100%. I think a lot of artists kind of shy away from that. I think in this day and age, it's just something you've got to figure out how to do. You know, and especially as a new band, because no one's going to do that for you.
Yeah.
You know, you gotta figure out how to run your own business. And yeah, I think, you know, a lot of kids, younger people get discouraged, you know, and it's a discouraging business to be in. I think you gotta be tough.
And have a good sense of humor and some thick skin, huh?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Your sense of humor goes a really long way, I think. I think that's actually how we've managed to stay together as a band as long as we have, is just not taking ourselves too seriously.
I hear that in your music, too. It's one of the things I enjoy about it. The Devil Makes Three has been stomping on stages for nearly 15 years, and on Wednesday, May 15th, Cooper McBean, Lucia Torino, and my guest, Pete Bernhard, will bring what the Boston Globe calls their loose-limbed vibrancy to the stage at Moonlight Gardens, Old Coney Island, for an 8 o'clock show. Pete, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. We'll see you in just a few days. For WVXU, I'm Elaine Deal.